Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Mike Yates, and he's the COO and co-founder of Guide. And he's also a passionate educator who is looking for the next big innovation to change education. And now a little bit about Guide. Guide is the first and only social e-learning product in the world that addresses the life skills education gap in high school education by making it easy for high school students to learn essential life skills from their favorite creators. In addition, Guide offers a blending learning model that educators and parents can use in the classroom and at home to teach and practice life skills with their high school students. But Mike, I first want to start this podcast off with saying thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited about being here.
And so, again, I'm so excited for your perspective because I really want to see what it comes from the educational perspective, because that's a little bit about my background too. But the first question I have for you really is just a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Yeah. So I am an educator, a coach, a motivator. So I have been in education for about the last 10 years. I started actually working in education during my freshman year of college. And so I am a social impactor because I have chosen to be one in my life, so to speak. So I chose education as a career because I knew that it was a place where I could have a lot of impact on the current generation and the future generation. So that's why I think I'm a social impactor.
I love what you said about just the beginning part where you are a social impactor because you put yourself into it, right? You're living and believing it. And you're also, it was the beginning part of how you became, you know, who you are today and how it's led you to create Guide, right? All of those principles and learning skills that you learned, that's what changed it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I know I did an elevator pitch of Guide, but I want to add this part in just because I think it's a part of what you're doing now too, and it really is who you are. What was the precipice? What was the original desire to create Guide?
Right. So Guide was our three co-founders. Essentially, it was a result of us talking about the same thing at the same time and deciding to do something about it. So I work at probably the most innovative school on planet Earth right now. I'm helping to build a school called Alpha. And this school model accelerates the academic portion of the day by using adaptive learning software and adaptive learning apps so that the rest of the day can be spent on life skills, projects, applied learning, and all the things that educators get really excited about and that make kids really love school. The mission that I had was to make that model accessible to as many students as possible in a short amount of time. So I was on LinkedIn talking about it. I was on Twitter tweeting about it. Tim Salau, who was on the Social Impactors, our other co-founder, was doing the same. And so was Taban, who's our CTO and our third co-founder. So we came together. One day I posted something on LinkedIn about education. And Tim was like, Mike, we have to talk. And so we set up a call and Guide was born on that call.
I love those kind of conversations when the universe just comes together and brings, you know, those skill sets in that kind of way. I love that.
Yeah, super dope. Yep.
So if you don't mind, I love to jump into the next question.
Yeah.
So this question that we talked about you, we learned a little bit about you, but this question is about more about the community. And so the question I have is, how are you then making a positive impact in your community?
Yeah, so I love that question, by the way, because sort of like the theme that I've given 2019 is that I think me and everyone else should be more about action than they are about words in 2019.
Yeah.
So, that's defined sort of like my... Okay. it is, the sort of like global or like nationwide community, is through the work that I'm doing with Alpha, the school that I'm helping to build, and with the work that I'm doing for God. Like at a very societal level, I think both of those things have the ability to change the way that students are educated. But on a local level, I live in Austin, Texas, and I am really, really excited about some of the things that I'm doing. And I have purposely like not given these things too much shape or too much of a name, because I'm doing them sort of out of the gratitude of the fact that I have time and ability and energy. And like, I have a wife who's really supportive, who will let me do these things, right? So one of the things that I'm doing is I've created something called Action League Austin, which is not an official nonprofit. It's not even really an official organization. It's more like a name and a logo that I can house all of these sort of like political actions, community service events, community outreach programs that I want to involve my friends with underneath. So it's really just me sort of serving the community. And whenever I get a group of people large enough, if somebody asks us who we are, we can be Action League Austin. One of the initiatives that I'm doing through Action League Austin is I am going to city council meetings, getting people to go to city council meetings, and reporting on the findings from city council meetings, interpreting some of the jargon that they use, some of the acronyms that they use, and reporting them to the Austin Black Business Journal so that people in Austin are more informed about what's happening in city council. And the second thing that I'm doing, which is not related to Action League Austin, is I have just started this amazing like partnership, and just started this amazing work with a nonprofit in town called Solved, which is a tutoring program for low-income students and students of color on the historically disadvantaged east side of Austin.
So you're doing a whole array of different social impact related actions. And the one thing, yes, you said that I love it. And the one thing that you said that really stood out to me was that people need to lead more with action, right? They can't just lead with the words. And that is, if that's not the 21st century model that I think we all should employ, I don't know what is. Action needs to come to make real change.
Yes.
Huh. So the next question I have then is a little bit about the business. So you're doing a lot of great things, and I love what you're doing with council. I think shift government is the future of really what we do on a political level. But do you believe this idea of social impact is an important part of business? And if so, why?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we're in this very, very interesting time period in terms of business, right? So I think social impact is one of the most important things in business. And I think we're seeing that from the top down in the United States of America, at least. So, you know, with guys like Gary Vaynerchuk leading the way with positivity, you know, optimism, you know, do what you love, be passionate. You know, he gives a ton of money away to charity. I think that every business that is successful in the country today has sort of started to like go like the Simon Sinek route, which is like, what's your why? Why are you doing this? And most of the time you'll hear like the big CEOs, the big voices tell you, if you're just seeking profit, then you're going to lose. Like you have to be seeking some sort of impact, some sort of societal change, and then the profit will come. So I think like, you know, on the business side, but if I can read into the question a little bit more, I think there's more social impact happening amongst the large businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses than we actually realize, but people are not so quick to call things social impact. And the example that I'll give is like the billionaire Robert Smith, who's actually from Austin, paid off the student loan debt of the 2019 graduating class at Morehouse University. After he did that, all of this rhetoric and all of these articles came out about him where they were like, well, he's not really sincere. He doesn't know those people. What about 2020? What about class of 2017? There was even a faction of people that was trying to invalidate him because his wife is a different race than he is. And so I think if people step back from that and look at the collective sort of level of philanthropy or social impact or what people are trying to do all at the same time, then I think we will see that social impact is a very important part of business. You know, Bill and Melinda Gates spend an incredible amount of time and energy with education. The Obama Foundation spends an incredible amount of time and energy trying to impact the world. We're starting to see people like Elon Musk, like the whole bend of Tesla and SpaceX is to provide a better quality of life if you really think about it. So I think social impact is essential to business, and I think it's more prevalent than we would realize.
Honestly, I couldn't agree more with you. I think it's a growing trend, and I think it's not, I don't even think it's a trend so much anymore. It really is something that we know is important. But the one thing you said about the gentleman who, and I don't remember his name, but the gentleman who gave, who paid off the entire class of 2019, I can never handle the dichotomy of that, where someone does such a great action like that. And there's people who always come out of the woodworks afterwards, but the one thing that surprises me is that it takes a billionaire man to be able to do something like that. Yet there is trillions of dollars in debt, generally across the U.S. Educational system. That dichotomy is incredibly, it's there, right? And it's right in our face.
Yeah.
I'm a believer that I think social impact is how we change that too, right? Where it's not just billionaires who are giving money, where it's something that we look at as a species, as a community to change, right? I can't believe that how much, and you might know this better, how much debt was it in that class? It was 400 people, and it was something ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact number, but it was astounding.
Yeah, like
yeah.
How can that be happening?
Right. And the thing is, like, one guy comes in and pays it off. And the reaction to me was like sort of like you mentioned the dichotomy. The reaction to me was nuts because some people were like, well, he should pay off my debt instead of being really happy for the people that are now debt free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, come on. You
know. Right. So it was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope through social impact we get to an age where it's not just the billionaires who have the capacity and ability to be able to do that, but it's government who does that. It's our ecosystem that does it. It's people that are able to help. And that's my little bit of naive thinking, but I hope we get there.
No, but it's right. It's right. And like things like this podcast, right, where like the thing about the world is like people have never been more accessible than we are today. But because people are so accessible, it's easy to miss like the Instagram algorithm or the Facebook algorithm can bury somebody who's actually doing a lot of really good things in the world. And so this podcast itself is like beautiful and amazing because it's sponsoring people who now have a platform to say like, here's what I'm doing to help the world, like join me and do that with me. So it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, man. And that's really all I'm trying to do with this is to really showcase those people who are making substantial change, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
So, Mike, the last question I have for you is a little bit about your advice. And so the question is, what is your advice for other people to begin building their own impact?
Yeah, so I have a few pieces of advice. Number one is don't wait. Just do it, right? Like sometimes I talk to friends of mine. I even remember myself when I was younger. I wanted to do things and I would wait for somebody to tell me like, that's a really good idea. Or I would wait until I felt totally comfortable doing it. And I remember the first time that I ever stepped out and did something that seemed really crazy. I actually sort of broke this system at my university. I created a program called Swipes for the Homeless, where we would take extra meal swipes that people had because they always have extra at the end of the year. And the university was, like, in my opinion, wrongfully profiting off of students who could not eat themselves out of their meal plan. And they didn't roll over from year to year. So we would take all of them, get food and go feed homeless people and sit down and have conversations with them and give them dry socks and all sorts of things. So much so where the university changed the policy where like you can only get three meals at a time, right? Try to slow us down, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That experience, yeah, it was crazy. Like, but the experience showed me, like, Michael, like, if you want to make an impact, don't wait, just go do it. And the second thing is something that we already talked about. It is less talk and more action. Part of the reason why I love a social media platform like LinkedIn is because I believe that most people who are active on LinkedIn are doers. They are builders. They are givers. And I am not one of the people who is like super down on Facebook, but my Facebook community anyway does a lot of talking, like a lot of like theoretical, like this is how the world should be. I'm really upset about this. And I do think there has to be a place for that. But where I am in my life and where I believe that everybody who wants to be a social impactor should be is you should be more on the doer side, right? Like we, at this point, like we know what's wrong with the world, right? Like we know about racism and sexism and corrupt government and misallocation of government funds. Like we know about gentrification. We know what's wrong with the world. It is time for us to start acting. It is time for us to come together and to start doing things. So my biggest two pieces of advice is do not be afraid and start doing stuff.
I love that. Great pieces of advice, honestly. And it's, I think if more people led that way, not just through saying, but by doing, I think a lot of these challenges we have in the world would start to not necessarily fade away, but we'd really find solutions for them. So I just want to end this podcast with really saying, you know, Mike, thank you so much for being with me here today. You bring a wealth of knowledge, as many guests do, but I love the educational background because access to education and access to good education is life-changing. And every single person on the planet should have it. So thank you for setting such a good precedent. And I can't wait to see what you and your team and Tim do with Guide. I think that's going to really change the world.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and thinking of me. Thanks for having Tim as well, like helping us get this message out. We're really excited about it.